Sometimes a tragedy reminds us of failures, and this prompts change. For years, corrections, parole officials, courts, and the police have used warrants to rearrest criminals who have failed to abide by the conditions of release in the community. Like so much in law, these warrants are designed for law-abiding people. Okay, you've messed up, now turn yourself in. But of course, criminals don't turn themselves in. At best, they ignore warrants until someone shows up to arrest them, or worse, they commit new and more violent crimes against the community. That notorious and brutal criminal Miles Sanderson could ignore outstanding warrants and murder 11 people in northern Saskatchewan gives extra impetus to special warrant enforcement officers and stepped-up strategies. Incredulously, though, how a wanted criminal, while evading capture, continues to live on government-issued welfare checks should be unthinkable. The only response to the provincial government changing this should be surprise that it's been allowed to go on this long. I'm John Gormley.